To Los Angeles now, where a former police chief is making waves. Tomorrow, voters in L.A. have an opportunity to change the face of the city council. 7 of the 15 seats are up for grabs. And one of the most interesting elections is in South L.A., where the former police chief, Bernard Parks, has reinvented himself as a political candidate. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro has this story.
A year ago, Mayor Jim Hahn shocked the African-American community here when he came out against a second term for Bernie Parks as head of the LAPD. Parks inherited a troubled police department, but the trouble continued under his watch. Yet most local black politicians stood behind Parks back then, and still do, endorsing his current run for city council. Not that the stately, soft-spoken 59-year-old has taken this election for granted. He's gone door-to-door, soliciting votes. He's done the requisite Sunday stumping at local black churches. And he's attended numerous meet-and-greets, like this one at Leonard Delpit's home in the historic West Adams area of South Central Los Angeles.
Thank you, Bernard Parks, for coming out to my home.
Like many city council districts in Los Angeles, the 8th pulls together a mixed bag of neighborhoods. Some are upscale or rapidly gentrifying. Others, further south and central, remain impoverished and crime-ridden. All of the 8th district candidates promise to fight for safer streets, better schools, and more jobs in this overwhelmingly Democratic stronghold. But Parks is also preaching a distinctly conservative brand of self-reliance.
The city's responsible. But does that mean you don't have a clean neighborhood while you're waiting for the street sweeper? Okay, we can debate about the school books, but should your kid be without a book? If you have to buy it yourself, you go buy it. And I think almost everything that's wrong in our community can be fixed by self-accountability and people working together.
That kind of talk is off-putting to some residents, like Jacqueline Hamilton, an undecided voter who moved to this area a year and a half ago. When she pressed Parks to explain how he'll get city services to be more responsive, his campaign staff handed her a list of city phone numbers.
And that's not telling me that he's going to be the city council member to try and help me fix my neighborhood.
When it comes to fixing the neighborhood, Parks has serious competition on the ballot. Other candidates running for the seat are respected grassroots organizers in the community, like candidate Forrest E. Hogan Rolls, who's been running a nonprofit economic development group for 10 years.
Nearly every economic enclave that has been in our district is now suffering because it doesn't have new investment. And that's what this is really about, is do we have leaders that are willing to take a stand and make the projects work?
Even critics of the former police chief don't doubt his ability to take a stand and stick with it. His willingness to differ with Mayor Hahn regarding police reform, officer retention, and community policing helped lead to his early retirement from the force. The question is, how effective would he be on the city council? Local magazine publisher Jarrett Fellows, Jr.
He was an administrator, but he's a greenhorn when it comes to politics. And you know the issue with Bernard Parks pretty much was that he was hard to work with, that he's strong-minded.
Parks smiles at that assertion, insisting that his 4 years leading the Los Angeles police force required plenty of consensus building.
The misnomer about the police chief's job is you can just do anything you want. As a police chief, you had 21 bosses, you had 5 commissioners, 15 council people, and a mayor, plus you had 4 million residents.
Given his well-known name, a string of high-profile endorsements, and a campaign war chest worth more than $422,000, Parks is considered the favorite to win. There's even speculation he has the wherewithal to run for higher office, perhaps replacing his former adversary, the mayor. Parks won't rule out the possibility. Policeman, city councilman, mayor, it's a career path that would mirror Tom Bradley's, LA's first black mayor. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.